mystifying, infamous, and dangerous, and much lied about Eric A. Sinai. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gain and power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and in your face, Eric Andrew Sinai. Eric A. Sinai. Who?
Eric Sinai.
That's right, Eric Sinai. And you're on 99.9 on your FM dial. KKTC, True Country.
True America.
And it's always True Sinai. That's right, folks. You can count on Sinai to keep it real and tell you like it is, folks, not to hold it back. I pull that curtain back. I expose it as it is. I'm here with the on-air talent, beauty, and vocal talent, Miss Bianca C., like the ocean.
Bianca C., hello. Bianca C., that's me.
In her wonderful new mic, is it even in the shot? That nobody can even see
it. I'm going to bring it in right now.
Yeah, there it is.
That. Oh. All right.
And we have a wonderful flight. We have R-Dub again back with us, who's not on vacation, not doing tech stuff. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, wherever I wanted to be, because I don't know who's listening, so it could be daytime, nighttime. How are you?
Doing just fine. How are you guys?
Good, 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 good. So what's life treating you? You did you enjoy your extended vacation and then your days that you did not have to be on air because you were editing? So now that you're back on air, how does it feel?
It feels great. I miss being on here.
So, yeah, is that really true? Do you believe in Miss Bianca?
I'm semi.
Right, I gotta tell you, man. I don't know about that one. Do we got I know we got Kenny and we got Richard. Where are they? Let's hear from them.
What's going on, everybody?
How are we doing? What are we dressed in today? Anything fashionable? I can't see. You gotta bring it around from the green room. What do we got?
Not so fashionable today.
Oh yeah, you're a little like. You don't want to come over here on the camera, but I got you over there. All right. Well, I'm sorry. Is everything okay? You're not depressed or anything, are we?
Nope. Everything is A-okay.
A-okay. Just like Eric A. Sinai. A-okay.
A-okay.
All right. So, anybody else we got back there? Any special guests, R-Dub?
No, not from my understanding.
Is there a trash can problem up there?
Is G.O.D. up in there? I don't know. He's hello, this is G.O.D.
Are you practicing on a microphone like that?
What are you doing over there? If you're listening to this at home, I'm sorry, because you need to be watching it. If you're watching it, look at the ticker below. You get all the contact information, where to watch it, what cable providers and TV providers offer the show, where else you can get it. But of course, obviously, you're getting it from 99.9 FM, KKTC. However, Angel Fire Network, you can get it on all the other places. Was it Pinterest, Patreon,
Instagram.
Rumble, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they go through them all.
If anything, it's listed on the bottom here.
It's on this cool ticker.
Facebook, Instagram,
yeah.
YouTube, LinkedIn. Well,
thank you.
Your favorite platform, iTunes, Amazon, and Odyssey, and etc. Are
you auditioning for an influencer position? Does that sound like an audition?
Do.
Let's drag this mic over here. Give us an audition. Sell me this pen. Oh.
Whoa. Okay.
Sell this pen. R-Dub.
All right. Write your name on the paper.
You cheated. You can't use Jordan Belfort. I want you to
say. I was going to say.
I know what you're going to do because I need a pen.
Yeah, here you go.
Nice try. That's all.
Supply and demand.
She stole it from a movie. I was giving her props for a second, R-Dub, but then she stole Jordan Belfort's movie line.
Or I could be like, you know what?
No, it's too late.
No, no.
It's too late. It's too late.
It's a Lincoln edition.
Oh, it's the Lincoln. It's my Lincoln pen.
And I know you. You love cherry wood. So guess what? That's a cherry wood limited edition Lincoln.
Well, now, so, R-Dub, she sold it to me.
Yeah.
It's done.
How are you going to do it?
That's because if you know me.
Know your customer.
Because you know your customer. If you didn't know R-Dub, you would have been like, oh, this guy would buy it, too. I'm a sucker. Oh, it's Lincoln. Oh, I'm buying it.
Yeah, I buy it, too.
It does look nice against your skin complexion.
She cheated with She went with it's nice with my skin complexion. Now that's it.
I guess
you know that's a bought and sold item now. we had that talk about buying disgusting items because we were at the store. Why do guys do that? Oh, I got a great one. I was in the mall, same mall where I bought those ugly pants. I told you my mom killed me when she saw them, and I came home. I'm in the mall and this gorgeous girl stops me and like, oh my God, she wants to talk to me. I'm like, I'm laughing at myself right now. Literally, if you're watching, I'm laughing at myself. This girl stops me. And I'm like, woohoo, yeah. Of all the people in like one of the richest malls in North Jersey, which was one of the richest malls in the country. And she stops me and, you know, next thing you know, I'm buying like $600 worth of sea salt crap. From the Black Sea. She's talking, it's going to cleanse my pores. It's going to do this. Well, I came home and it was all, I had sea salt crap for life. And how do you put sand in lotion? I don't even get it. I don't know. R-Dub, did I make you laugh, buddy?
You did make me laugh.
Good, because I was going to say, you know, like, everybody's got me getting a call. Like, that's not a funny story. For me, that's always funny. I lost a pair of jeans that one time. You know, those jeans were like $300 or something like that. and I just dropped an FCC. Oops. I said, shoot, actually. So don't let somebody exchange it. I'm just kidding. but anyway, those jeans were a lot of money. So, Miss Bianca is enthralled to sing a song. So, Miss Bianca, on your wonderful, we can't call it a dirty mic, we're going to call it the beautiful mic. On the beautiful mic, you ready to do one of your song-a-roos?
Sure.
All right, bring it on.
Let's see.
All right, any day now, Miss Bianca.
I know. Hey, you know, technology, man. Technology.
Dead air moment. R-Dub, jump in for the dead air moments. It's not Bianca proof.
Unbelievable.
Good chick, yeah.
Yeah.
She's got the whole thing set up for in front of her. She cannot figure out how to prompt the screen
what's
got to do.
I'll sing my whole song.
There you go. Do what you want.
There's a song inside
really loud.
Of my soul. It's the one that I've tried to write over and over again. I'm awake in the evening cold. But you sing to me over and over and over again. So I lay my head back down. And I lift my hands and pray to be only yours. I pray. To be only yours, I know now. You're my only hope. I give you my destiny. I'm giving you all of me. I want your symphony, singing in all that I am. At the top of my lungs, I'm giving it back. So I lay my head back down, and I lift my hands and pray to be only yours. I pray to be only yours. I pray to be only yours. I know now you're my only hope.
I don't know what to say, but I have to clap away. How about that, R-Dub? What about you?
That was fantastic.
Can you hear my clap? Everybody can hear the clap, right?
Oh, you guys are so sweet.
So what's great is that you just that's like a cappella. You're just rolling
it. It really was a cappella.
You're just rolling that right through.
Technology. And then I was like, you know what? Let me wing it. Boom.
Yeah, you know what? It's good because we can have these fun conversations and different things, and then we could pop in a song now. It's like not having that dirty mic is the way to go, except, you know what, R-Dub? I got no mic to throw anymore. I make it work anyway, though.
I mean, you should still have the dirty mic, at least for like a little prop.
Yeah, but you won't hear it hit, you know. I figured out something to do, though. Don't worry about it. I got it under control.
Great. I'm excited to see it.
I could only imagine.
You know, so we've had an interesting like week. You know, I was saying I'm glad we got R-Dub here on the show directly with us. I know he was here, but you know, we were talking about the school shooting and gun violence and youth mental health. It's just already starting off with craziness. And I just see 24 in a different light. But one of the things with the origin of this show was to pull back that curtain and expose if they are taking your money, my money, your money, and using it for no good, for their own personal gain, using their position and their power over us or the perceived power they think they have over us. And that's what we do. We pull it back here. And there's been a lot of internet buzz chat with YouTube and Reddit
and different positions.
The Dalton mayor of Illinois. Are you having an issue there? trying to pick some kind of lint off him.
I was like, some type of lint. You know, like, I'm the type of person, if I see something like on your teeth or like on your clothes that's not like supposed to be there, I'm the type of person that would take it out. I don't care. It's going to annoy me.
I know, but it was kind of, I can't believe I stayed on point. So anyway, I was talking about the Dalton mayor. Her name is Tiffany A. Henyard. H-E-N-Y-A-R-D. She has been a very controversial mayor recently. And this is just one of many mayors and many people. And because I believe here on the Hostile Zone that you are innocent until proven guilty.
Right,
and that
I believe that
we have a United States Constitution here that I'm holding up, the pocketbook, if you're watching. So, you know, you do have that right to be heard, to confront your accuser,
right,
to be heard by a jury of your peers, to have the right to an attorney, and, you know, all that good stuff.
Right.
Your due process, all those protections under the law. So, anyway, This Mayor Tiffany A. Henyard, I hope I'm pronouncing it right.
Henyard or Henyard?
Henyard. She, you know, I don't really know. I don't know. I know that somebody from the staff reached out, and there had been communication with somebody, because I wanted to talk to her, because there seems to have been a lot of information. I don't know if everybody sees it when they go on YouTube, because I guess the algorithms are a little different for everybody. Yeah. But I see, when I go on to look at just anything for research purposes or just, you know, the highlights of the news, that she's just continuously in my feed of popping up. Have you heard of her, R-Dub?
I have not.
You have or not?
I have too. You know, it's been on my feed. I'm like, wow. Every moment, I'm like, damn, that person, whoever is posting it, really hates this person.
Yeah, I don't want to shout out any of the people that are doing it, because to be honest with you, I believe unequivocally in the press. I unequivocally believe in these things, and you know, I'm not gonna bash somebody that is exposing the story by any means. I'm not gonna do that. So I'm not gonna name those people, but there are several, at least I saw,
yeah,
several, maybe four or more different YouTube pay channels or whatever,
right?
With and they were legitimate people. I mean, like, when I say legitimate people, it was an actual person you saw, and they were talking, and they knew what they were talking about. Now, when I meant legitimate, it didn't seem like it was an AI thing to me.
No,
or,
I don't think, yeah.
Or, you know, when they have the fake voice talking, and you know it's the computer voice, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, hello, this person, so-and-so.
Yeah, you know what I mean? you know that. But they are legitimately, like, what, just, I don't know, just going after this Tiffany Henyard, and I don't understand.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, she's been, like, you know, very flamboyant for the day. Check that out over there.
Flamboyant.
It's looking right at me. Woo! The green screen going wild over here. We got Amityville Horror Iris staring at me over here. Thank you.
I have on my phone, since I'm a mother, I have on my phone, my son is still sleeping at the moment. So while I'm here, still monitoring.
She can monitor the nanny cam from her phone. So she's got it on. Bring that over here.
No, you don't want to.
She's got it on display. She's basically got her iPhone. Here's my iPhone. And it's on display. And this, I'm talking to you guys here. We're having a conversation. I know we're on TV, because I know that we're going to be aired on channels. We're on going to be all the place. And I look to my right, and there's this monitor with these eyes in the dark just staring at me. And it blew me off two or three times. Did you see it get me? And it caught me. I didn't know how to recover.
You're probably talking about his monkey, the Curious George monkey. It's in, like, in black and white.
I don't know what it was.
And, at me, I can see the lights are, like, right. If you're watching, like, it's a like a white face
but
and black eyes just staring at the camera.
What? Here's the thing, like,
when there's haunted toys, you would always look at the teddy bear or something, and it'll like move slightly or something. Is that what it was doing?
But here's the thing. The kid is facing the other way, R-Dub, and it's dark where he is. So he's still in the dark time where he is. So that has got, like, it's night vision, sort of. Whatever it was in there, she said a Curious George or something. You know, when you shine a flashlight on somebody's eyes, the eyes come back at you. But it was doing it up with the toy, and it's not supposed to do that. You know, you feel me, Art? Am I the only one that feel like I'm going out of my mind here with that?
No, I totally feel you.
Yeah,
like its eyes are looking at me, like, you know, like when you see a dog or a cat, and the eyes come back at you.
What?
This thing was alive. I'm telling you, that thing's alive.
No, I you just got, so you know.
You should call the nanny and have them come check on him.
No, she's good. She texted me when if there's a problem and everything. Because I had my phone in front of me, too. And like,
tell it was something in there with her, man. I made her move it.
Like I said, with all I had, I'm like very like superstitious, by the way. So I sprayed like holy water all over the room. I sprayed holy water all over the toys just in case.
I already had done that.
I've gotten so freaked out by Amityville because people don't tell you that actually the Annabelle doll is really a popular doll. I won't name it, but, you know, it's a red hair. And, you know, like, that's why they put the...
It's everywhere. It's on Google. But anyway, you know. Okay. Go on.
Something and that's all I'm gonna say with that
whatever,
type was.
You know, yeah, but you know what? I don't know. R dub.
And I say
children's
any,
eyes toy.
Never
toy,
the eyes when you're thrift shopping back. Or whatever. If you see like a stuffed animal, never buy like the baby dolls, like anything that's in a human form.
Anything
don't
that's
buy.
Made in the likeness of a
don't
human.
Buy
so use. Good. I'm not. I don't know about that, man.
And what about Chucky? You know what I mean? Like right. It could crazy. You know, so like I said, like I would never buy. Anything in a human form that was used.
Right.
Never.
So
that's just me.
So are you there?
So what's going on with the Henyard Tiffany?
Yeah, I want to
like what why are they bashing her so well?
You know, she really tried to push to be this new and fresh voice, but you know, then the spending, I guess.
Spending?
And not spending on trips. They're saying that she went on trips to Vegas. And
Vegas?
But we don't know. Where it's all speculation. I mean, we know that it did actually occur, but you don't know if it was for official purposes and whatnot.
Well, what is the reason why she would go to Vegas? Well, she's a town mayor from that town.
No, they have national. They have, as a professor, right? You know, we know on the show I wear many hats. Mm-hmm. I got my professor hat. I got my lawyer hat. I got my public administrator hat, my politician hat,
mm-hmm.
my military hat, my public servant hat. And I got all them hats, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you got me all confused here. The Vegas trip. So I told you as a professor mm-hmm. hat, putting the professor hat on, that I'm not going to say the year, I was selected from my university, which is state government. So it's similar as a professor because I was in the union.
So did you go to like a conference?
They sent me to a big conference in a similar resort area of this, and they paid for my entire trip. They paid me per day food, but it's called per diem. They paid for my hotel, all my transit tickets, all my taxi tickets. They paid for all that.
Well, the hotel alone is very expensive.
Listen, that's not my problem. I was there on the conference, and I know that. And I also with the government in another government job.
You have to be a good area because you pay for safety basically too. When you're staying in Vegas, you know, there's only like so much hotels that you could stay. To and you know they book up so fast, so like you have no choice sometimes but to stay in a certain and sometimes it can
and
get
no
expensive
even,
when
yeah,
it's
I mean,
like
it's
that,
Vegas
you know?
Whatever I know when
right
the higher I was with is with the I was with the American Federation of Teachers I still am which is AFL-CIO organization and that's a teachers union and I mm-hmm. held a position in there and that's how I ended up going to this conference. And it was very similar to the mayor if she was going to a conference that was related to how to run a town. Ours was the higher education conference. So all day long, there was different meetings with different, and it was schools and professors and people from all over. And we talked about what it was going to take to make education better. What techniques do you use to in the classroom to reach students and, you know, things like that. And you network, you make some great connections, you network and make, you know, great connections like that. You know, like for instance, we were invited for the show. The show has been invited to the Broadcasters Association party in the spring.
Yeah.
So that's an opportunity for us to mingle along and meet people and et cetera. So, you know, there you go.
I love to mingle.
Love to mingle. So are you singing something else now? What do we got here?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, you know.
We got a time check, all right, Wardab? Where are we?
We still have plenty of time.
All right, And she wants to break this new mic in.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm going to sing a song from one of my idols, and that's Olivia Newton-John. I love her. So, la da 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 da. Guess mine is not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know. There's just no getting over you. I know I'm just a fool who's willing to sit around and wait for you. But baby, can't you see? There's just no getting oils for me to do. I'm hopelessly devoted to you.
To this show. He's hopelessly devoted.
Now, there's nowhere to hide.
There's no other show
since
to go.
You push my love aside. I'm out of my head. Hopelessly devoted to the show. Hopelessly devoted to you.
There it is. Devoted to
and
the show.
Audience.
And the chosen bot.
Hopelessly devoted to you.
How'd that sound, R-Dub?
I'm not done.
Oh, you still going?
It's good, right? It's saying,
woo, I got yelled at.
Forget him. My heart is saying, don't let go. Hold on to the end. And that's what I intend to do. I'm hopelessly devoted to you. But now there's nowhere to hide since you pushed my love aside. I'm out of my head, hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you. Hopelessly devoted to you.
What a song. Let me, can you hear my clap? Can you hear my clap, R-Dub?
Yep, I can hear it.
How's that mic? Is that mic killer or what?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, man, we got it all tweaked up nice here. It's good.
Thank
you.
You
seem to be happy about it.
I love it.
So, you know.
I'm always excited to hit the high notes on this thing because I'm like, yes, they're going to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, but they couldn't. We couldn't even produce yesterday's show. RW, when you were doing research, we couldn't do the show. We had to switch programs because the other producer couldn't, his system couldn't pick up our tones. That crazy?
Yeah, we had
to change studios. It was pretty insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we got to figure it out. I mean, everything is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's just definitely.
Plus the relief, the stress relief a little back now. We're pulling it back.
Pulling it in your face, baby. In your face. So RW, you said we had I want to get to you said we had emails. I saw there was some good ones there. I know you told me RW, you're gonna sandbag us here or what's gonna happen?
I think so. I think so. Maybe just a little bit. So I think one of my favorite emails through the week that I saw is kind of diving into the airlines and kind of how silly some of them run their stuff. So we had a story of a mother talking about her daughter going to college. And between her overlay flight to her final destination, they had a really bad snowstorm. And so she ended up changing her flight the day before she was even leaving to go back. And they changed their flight to where they go to their overlay destination, and then they'd have their next flight a couple days out, just so that way they missed the storm and all that, and all the harsh weather. And when she went to go check in for her first flight, they told us, or they told the daughter, "Oh, sorry. Even though that you changed your flight, we're still going to do how you had your first ticket, and we're sending your checked bags to your car, like to the final airport." So they didn't even get to have their checked bag for, I believe it was 3 days.
RDub, this is a great email. Just tell me, how many pages was this email?
Probably about 3.5.
All right. I'm interested. I just wanted to know. All right, keep going. Am I allowed to destroy the name of this airline? Can I do it or no? Am I going to get
no?
No. All right, but you know.
What do you suggest, huh?
If you can figure it out, folks, then it is. But hey, go on, RW.
I mean, yeah, that was really about it. I just thought that it was silly that the airline was just like, "Oh, even though you changed your flight before coming to check in, we're still gonna send your checked bags to the final destination
of the one you canceled."
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And then let me guess, was there going to be a fee? Do we know if there was going to be a fee to make this change? Because everything's a fee, you know.
Everyone's
like a tax.
I don't think it got that in depth with it. It was just a very unsatisfied mother talking about how she had to send her daughter back to college. The airlines were just not making any sense with, "Oh, they changed their whole flight plan the day before that they went. They checked in, and, you know, now they're kind of screwed out of having a majority of their luggage for a few days just because."
And they give like a little care package with like a toothbrush and some toothpaste.
No, I don't even think she got the care package.
Really? Really? That's a disgrace. That's a disgrace. I'd love to be able to talk about that if we can get more information on that story. I like a good shame on you moment.
Shame, and
it's a good shame on you moment. And if it's a company, you know, we'll do it. I don't care. Because folks, if someone's screwing around and stealing your money and taking advantage of you, me, and everybody else, that's what we do. We pull back the curtain. And you know what? It might be an airline, but guess what? The airline is supervised by the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, who gives them licensing fees and charges them all these things, which is a tax. And what are they doing? They're returning it on you as a fee. So you know what? That's how I see it, putting my public administration hat on. They're floating that fee back to you. So it's really, you're paying the tax again. Yeah, so, you know, and if we, you know, you get me off on an argument here, it's crazy, but my mind goes insane about this.
You know, certain flights.
But if we could get the information, I would love to expose it.
I was going to say, like, I'm a hack person usually. And
you hacked into things?
No. I mean, like,
watch
you know, like
your
it
phone.
Feels like, you know, hacking, like, you know, like shortcuts or like figuring out stuff. That's what I call hacking. Usually,
you remember, we're on the radio and on TV.
I know.
So if they don't see the way your hands are moving or what
certain
you're talking about.
Certain flight companies, if they're giving you an inconvenience or something, you should go on their website and see what customer service stuff that's like inconvenient. You know, so like there's, for an example, if there's like a delayed flight or something or a cancellation during a certain time or something, don't leave the airport and read the comments. So for an example, it would say, oh, if it's a delayed flight or something, you can get money credited back
right,
to you or
right.
something like that.
And there's
like,
a lot of times
wow,
you actually
really
use like
good.
The VIP lounge.
Yes,
or,
stuff
or,
like
and
that.
And you get a meal ticket mm-hmm. or something like that. Have you ever experienced that, R-Dub?
I have not.
Yeah, I've actually gotten I've gotten free meal. And I've gotten to use the VIP lounge. I think it's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Not everybody knows about it either.
No, you. Oh,
so that's why they don't suggest it. If you tell them and you show them on their customer service thing and stuff, you could show them and they'd be like, oh.
I read all the stuff uh-huh. and I'm like, oh, wow, look at this. And I look at all the terms and conditions. People
the
get angry with me
what
about the download an app on your phone, and I spend 10 minutes reading through, scrolling through the terms and conditions. I'm like, oh, nope, not accepting you because you're allowed to have all my contacts. No, I don't think so. So I always read all the terms and conditions. But
I always read the little small words.
All this spun off on, political corruption. Mm-hmm. And it is a serious problem because you know what? When you have a corrupt government, it is far more reaching than you or I actually see because you have the financial loss from the government. The person is stealing the money, so that's the financial loss. You have the loss of trust from the people. The people don't know. You have
right.
the loss of services. The services that they're not going to get, and you have the loss of having freedom because you no longer are free to choose who's in charge. So those are the real problems with political corruption.
Wow.
And when nobody probably ever really looked at it like that, but you're taking away the money, you're taking away the services that they're not going to get, you're taking away their trust and their ability to have somewhere to go. And lastly, you took away their freedom. You know, wow. if we were running a sociological course and I was teaching sociology and, mixing in, some Marxism and government, those are the way government closes in on you. Look at in Russia, China, and North Korea and these locations, they're very constricted. They don't have. And how does it start? By taking the money.
Yeah.
By taking the services that they're expecting, by having no trust, nowhere to know. You don't know when you see somebody in uniform if you're safe. And once that happens, they own those three things and your vote, your ability to be an individual no longer exists. Because those other three factors of your life will go over. Safety, if you look at sociology, you have a guy named Maslow, and Maslow had what they called the hierarchy of needs. And the hierarchy of needs, people need love and they need to feel safe and they need to feel cherished. That's safety, mm-hmm. safety and security and stuff are there. But the ability to eat, the ability to live, the ability to feel safe and to know that you're safe are important. And when you start stripping those things away from people, they inadvertently have nothing. And we now no longer are a democratic republic. Oh, and the United States Constitution.
Don't be taking
my
away
hand.
My rights. That's all. Government, don't take away my rights.
And you know what? And all that big spiel from me just went on because this small town mayor, Tiffany, and I'm not saying she did any of this. It's allegedly happened. But it is one example. And that is an example of corrosion in government And then what happens is all of those things I'm talking about, people end up losing faith in their government and you know, where they go. I mean,
sometimes there's like rude people in the public that work for the public government. Like they're so rude to you sometimes that they act like they don't want to be there. And sometimes they take it in offense if you call them a public servant.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, you know, just if you don't want to be where you are, then don't be there. Do something else that, you know, if you're stuck there or whatever, that's your problem. But you know what? When you're serving the people, you got to put a smile on your face sometimes too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well,
like if a person, like if I give you a smile, I deserve the same respect back of the way I'm like a boomerang. If you treat me the way if you're negative to me, I'm not going to be as negative back, but I'll be sarcastic with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, just put a smile on your face. Sometimes like you can make a compliment out to anybody and just make their day. Don't make it worse. You don't know like, of what the problem that they're doing.
You have no idea. Yeah.
What they're going through.
I mean, everybody's got something going on in their life at that moment. Mm-hmm.
And don't assume, don't judge a book by its cover, by a person, you know, like don't escalate a problem.
But make sure you judge Sonali's book by the cover because it's a great cover.
You know, like sometimes there's people that are there.
My fox might be on it.
You know, there's people that are there sometimes that they don't understand something. They'll escalate it and call security or something just for a stupid reason too. And it's like, it's so stupid. Don't waste people's time.
I think that some people,
I've seen it when I'm waiting online and somebody else is like, and I'm like listening. I won't get involved, but I would hear what's going on. And sometimes in my opinion, I'd be like, wow, that's not right. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to be those type of people that'll take the phone out and start recording.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's, I'm not a recorder like that.
But yeah, you know, that's just my opinion.
Some people forget who they work for.
Mm-hmm. They do. You know? They do, really.
I mean, I know that nobody in government said when they're out, they want to hear somebody say, I pay your salary. Because you know what? It's irritating. Having worked for the government, it's irritating. Oh, you work for me. But you know what? You do. And even as I'm the public servant when I'm working in government capacity, but I work for myself too because I paid for myself. I pay, mm-hmm. I'm paying taxes too.
Yeah.
It's not like the tax is going to be like, oh, well, I'm tax exempt. But at the end of the week, when I get my check, it's going to be minus taxes too. So I'm paying for myself. But people have to recognize that they actually work for they don't realize their boss, they think their boss is the guy or girl in the building they work at, the government building. But it's not. It's the people that put you into office.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to laugh because, like, my boss, he don't care what I do. No, he does care because when the elected people find out and they don't have money to vote for them, they don't have money to run their campaign and the curtains pull back and they're exposed, they're out of office. But
true.
I don't know. It gets me angry.
Nowadays, they call it, like, if there's a problem, you know, like, the people behind the desk or something, they'd be like, oh, there's a Karen. There's always a Karen.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know why they say it's a Karen? Like, what
Karen. Karen.
Yeah, but why do they say it?
So, people who are generally referred to as Karen, it's generally, like, people who get so overworked about the smallest things and make problems when there doesn't need to be, and they just go like all like very drastic. Like somebody will be standing in a parking lot saving it for somebody, and then like somebody else will come and take that spot, and then you know the lady that was saving the spot, she just like start yelling and then like call the cops and like start screaming to the cops like, oh, he's running me over.
And like these,
you know, like when you go like this,
like 20 minutes
like
ago.
This. Oh, he hit me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or,
but here's the thing.
Or the famous one.
It was like, what?
I want your manager.
Right.
That's the one.
I want, yeah. I like a heckler.
Yeah.
But why do they call him a Karen?
Well, because of, I think from the TLC show, what was it, 90 Day Fiancé or something? One of those, that she had a haircut. It's always the lady that has a short haircut, older, and always has the hair like teased. In a, you know what I mean? It's like
I don't know, man. Now, I don't.
And
don't
with the
it.
Mean face.
You know what it is, Octave? You know what's going on in my mind right now? I gotta be honest.
What?
I got Bianca Censori going on here. She was talking about Bianca Censori.
You mean like that?
Yeah.
So it's exactly like
she had the Bianca. Did you see it? There was a picture of Bianca Censori.
Before we went on the air, folks, I was like this, playing with my hair, right? Yeah, and I'm like this.
If they can't see, who am I right now?
If
you can't watch. Basically, it was the hair covers over like your nipple.
It was just like two lines in front.
This is what this sensorial oh she was God. Out wearing, and it's kind of screwed me up for the show. And she,
I don't know where she was. I think like in a hotel lobby or something. But like you know, the paparazzi was coming out taking pictures of what's this guy's name? Kanye West and Bianca Censori. So Kanye West comes out proudly.
Did he change his name? No.
And then Bianca comes out, and she's wearing nothing but a freaking bikini top, a black bikini top, and it's just covering just her nipple, and all you see is everything else hanging out, and she's like bouncing up and down, going down the hallway. With the paparazzi just taking pictures like crazy. And I'm like, OMG, this girl is really trying to get so much attention. It's unbelievable. I mean, I know it got your attention, that's for sure.
Got all of our attention, yes.
So I didn't even see
the picture and it has my attention.
I knew who would have your attention. Maybe we'll thumbnail it to you later.
You know what? What would be a good idea for her to do one day? Like, you know, like on the video, like when they blackout stuff, that bar.
She should wear one of those.
She should wear something like that, like a black bar tube top with some thought. I bet you, I would call it. If she probably would do that.
You need the copyright. We talked about this the other day. You have to go to the patent office. You have to copyright this idea.
I have good ideas, but usually sometimes when I say it, then that happens. Like, I knew that person was going to do it.
And if you had copyrighted it.
Yeah.
But I bet you she's going to be doing something like that.
Watch.
Now you said it on the air. So now you know it's on the air. Mark the date and time in the moment, and you know where we're in. It's on the air.
Yeah.
So, R-Dub. Political corruption. What say you? Is there political corruption in Wisconsin?
From my understanding, I really haven't paid a whole lot of attention to the news and stuff out in Wisconsin lately. I'm almost positive that it's happening. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, there's been a lot of things that I've heard about in Milwaukee with the last election, but that's really the last part of anything that I've really heard.
I was trying to think if there is anything out there. I mean, your state had a big government strike or people were protesting in Madison, right? Years back, right? Was it?
I'm honestly not 100% sure. I think, so if we're going to be talking about Madison real quick, I do know that a few years ago, there was a really big issue with the, I believe it was the Madison volleyball team.
I kind of vaguely remember this. Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, there was like a... After they won the national volleyball championship, or state championship, something like that, all the girls were kind of having their party and dancing topless, and they were recorded, and a bunch of videos and pictures got leaked.
Right, and then they Didn't they try to take away the championship or something?
Yeah, I don't. I believe they weren't allowed to play in the next one, from my understanding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's funny because, you know, that's folks. That's great about this show. We're just like all over the place, and I like that story because that segues into what is just wrong with a lot of things in our country.
Yeah.
Why do people, after their team wins a World Series, a Super Bowl, people riot and destroy their city, right? If you've seen that, Arda?
Yes, I have definitely seen that.
I mean, I don't get it. You just won. You should be going to the neighborhood of the people that lost and destroying their neighborhood.
Don't even. You shouldn't even destroy it in the first place, because you know what? It's just going to...
You know what? Oh, no. It's like,
don't ruin the place that you live in, because then you're going to have to like go through that. And you know how many years they're going to have to fix everything?
But you know, hey, Ardub, I just won the lottery and got a free car, and I run home with a sledgehammer, knocked my house apart.
Unbelievable.
That doesn't make any sense. I got one thing, but now I got nothing. And the best part is that the people that do this they didn't play in the sport.
No.
They're old, fat, drunk, and everything else, diabetes, missing legs and arms, and they're the ones that are fighting and killing each other, and none of them are going to make a penny out of this anyway. And the sports players aren't even coming back to that neighborhood. They don't live there. So who won? Nobody. Maybe the businesses, I guess, that sold to the stadium and the local bars, etc. But I mean, other than that, like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Do you have any experience with that?
I believe like a long time ago, I went to a Brewers game, and the Brewers lost. And I know that just like everybody lost their minds over it, and there was like a lot of damage that happened to the city. I'm trying to remember what game it was. I think it happened out in like Philly a few years ago, where the team that lost, they just like started destroying everything, and like you had crazed fans that were like climbing up light poles and smashing the street lights and all that.
I remember that. Yeah, that I remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely insane with how, you know, the one thing in this country where people can really come together and enjoy sports ends up, you know, fighting each other even more and destroying things.
Yeah, no, definitely makes me laugh. And the show, we're all over the place, which is good. I like it. But if you want, you see on the ticker below, you're watching The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Or Eric at ericandrewsonati.com. Eric at ericandrewsonati.com. And we can get us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Rumble, Patreon, YouTube, whatever providers you have for TV, etc. But we're out there. Look around. iHeart. We're everywhere.
We are everywhere.
But you got another song you want to do?
I was going to do the national anthem.
Oh, I thought you had another one to do.
I had the two.
All right, okay. R-Dub, do we have anything? How much we got left?
I want the audience to keep on listening to us to see what
send
next
us in
song
some
I'll
ideas
next time.
What you want to hear, R-Dub? Did you have something you want to hear from, or Sandbagger?
Or you know what? Also, like, audience, if you ever want to know a suggestion for me to sing as well, you can always email us at
the hostile zone at bbstalkradio.com. Mm-hmm. You can always
always reach out to us, and you know, I'll make a little shout out.
you got something, R-Dub, or are we moving into the national anthem?
No, I think we're ready to start moving in.
All right, so folks, we're closing it out another day. Thank you, KKTC. We love you. Appreciate you welcoming us into your home, your car, your vacation, the casino, wherever you might be. Indulging in an alcoholic beverage, sitting back enjoying the weather, whatever you're doing. Thank you for having us in your home. We're going to be back again at you. Prime time, giving you a little bit of Sonati time. Miss Bianca.
And then what were you going to say? In your...
In your face, baby! In your face. I was going to do it again, but we'll do it. In your face. Close them out. You got a brand new mic. Kill it. Show them how it is played, the national anthem. Give it to them. Give them
every
the Whitney
time
version.
I sing it, through my heart and also to all of the military that's serving us right now and doing the sacrifice. Thank you for your service. Always. And when I say that, I really do mean it. So thank you. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, Gabriel through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home.
Wow, that was wonderful. What do you think, guard dog? Did we lose them?
No, it sounded fantastic.
Did you enjoy it? That's good. So, don't go anywhere. We're going to be back at you tomorrow night. Remember, love yourself. Love your neighbor. Pay attention to others because you don't know what they're going through. You might be suffering. They might be suffering. And you don't want to be that reason that you push somebody over the edge to do something crazy. We've already had a school shooting. Let's not make things worse. Love your family and always love your country. Give it to them. How does it go?
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice. Sonati heard you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati heard you. Use your voice.
That's right. Sonati heard you.